Hey, y'all, I am taking this show on the road. To celebrate the launch of my book, I am going to be throwing book parties across this country, and I want you to come. We're going to be doing parties in Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, New York City, two options there, DC, Philly, and Boston. So if you live in or near any of those cities, then you are going to want to come and grab a ticket. We are going to have brunch in some places, at others we'll be having wine and snacks. You will get a copy of the book with your ticket, and you will get to come meet me, talk to me, listen to me read from the book, answer some questions. We're just going to hang out and vibe on all things thought work and advancing the feminist mindset revolution together. And of course, there'll also be swag. You can get your ticket at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour, T-O-U-R, or you can text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to hug you in person. Let's go. Come hang out. Hey, y'all. So you may have noticed that there isn't a regular podcast episode this week. I promise I am not abandoning you guys. We are in the final stages of transitioning from the Lawyer Stress Solution to the Unfuck Your Brain podcast. And next week, we're going to actually have the full launch and unveil the new branding, and it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited for you guys to see it. And it's going to be same great content you've been getting. And as you know, these last few episodes have not just focused on lawyers anyway. So your experience is really not going to change, except that you are going to see a different icon when you open your app, and you'll have a different sort of website to send people to if you want to share the podcast. So all of that's coming next week. In the meantime, I have been hosting these webinars for people on my email list, and I realized, like, why have I not invited my podcast people to come join me? Some of you are on my email list, but I know a lot of you aren't because I see the download numbers. So I want to invite you guys to come join me on a webinar, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I teach in the Unfuck Your Brain webinar. So in the webinar, I talk about what I'm calling the four mindfucks of patriarchy, which I'm obsessed with as a concept. And the four mindfucks of patriarchy are, it sounds like a weird band name, doesn't it? They're imposter syndrome, people pleasing, perfectionism, and validation seeking. So some of those I have done episodes on already. We've done podcast episodes on perfectionism and on imposter syndrome, and I've heard from a lot of you guys that those really resonated. And I have not yet done episodes on people-pleasing and validation-seeking, but we're going to be doing those in the next 6 weeks. By the end of the year, we're going to talk about both of those things. But if you come to the webinar, you can get a sneak peek, so you can learn about that stuff earlier. I'm going to talk about all four of those, and then I talk about how those mindfucks of patriarchy play out in the four core areas of a person's life, which are work, family and friends, romantic relationships, and their relationship with their bodies, with their body. Hopefully you only have one body, each of you. So on the webinar, I teach about the four mindfucks. I go in depth on perfectionism in particular and talk about how perfectionism shows up in these four different areas of your life. And then I also talk about these four different areas and how our ways of thinking kind of can get in the way of achieving the goals or the outcomes or the relationships or just the feelings that we want to have in each of these areas, each of which are so important to us. And I also, on the webinar, I talk about more about how to actually change your thoughts. So that's one reason I really want to invite you guys, is that one of the things I hear often from podcast listeners is that they like understand intellectually how to change their thoughts, but they're having a hard time when they actually try to do it. So on the webinar, I really walk you through perfectionism in particular and give you some examples of how you can change your thoughts about perfectionism. So it's sort of like a deeper learning about some of the stuff I've already talked about on the podcast. And it's super fun because it's live. It's really interactive. I did the first one last week and we had 100 people registered and we went for 90 minutes. I totally went over how long we were supposed to go because we were just having such a good conversation. So it's really interactive. It's fun. It's not like just listening to me talk at you, although apparently you guys find that fun too, which I'm very grateful for. So I want to invite you to join. You just go direct your little web browser to www.thelawyerstresssolution.com/webinar, Or you can go to www.unfuckyourbrain.com/webinar with unfuck spelled politely without the U. Whichever one of those is easier for you to remember is fine. lawyerstressolution.com/webinar or unfuck spelled without the U /webinar. And you'll be taken to sign up. And I'm going to be doing a couple of these in the next few weeks. So if you just navigate there, you'll be able to sign up for whenever the next one is. So that is the webinars. That's what I want to tell you about the webinars. You should totally come. I'm going to teach you more in depth. You're going to get to interact with me. You can ask me questions, and you're just really going to learn and kind of deepen this work and this knowledge. The other thing I want to share with you guys in this little bonus is that one of the things that I heard on the webinar, actually, so one of the questions that somebody asked me on the webinar was, why is working with a coach any better than just listening to the podcast? Like, what do people get out of it that they don't get out of the podcast? Which is such a great question, because I, you know, sometimes it's easy to forget that because I am a coach and I get coached all the time too, that I just assume everybody knows how amazing coaching is. But of course you don't, because why would you? If all you've done is listen to this podcast, you don't even really know what a coach is potentially. So here's what I said to her. That's what I'm gonna say to you guys too. If the podcast is solving all your problems, then that is fucking awesome. And you don't need a coach, right? If listening to the podcast has resolved all of the issues that you were having in your life, then you won't get anything extra by working with a coach. If you are like, I am chill at work, I'm going after my dreams, I am nice to myself, I feel good about my body, my relationships are great, I have the perfect partner I want or the great perfect dating life I want, I'm like steaming ahead in my career and I don't have negative thoughts all the time and I don't really have anxiety and I just feel on top of the world, then you are all set, lady. That's awesome. I love it. And I think for some of you, that's the case. You know, there are some people for whom just listening to the podcast is enough. But for a lot of us, including me, like I came to work with my teacher after I listened to her podcast. So listening to her podcast did help me, but it did not get me all the way there. I needed personal attention. And so for a lot of you may feel the same way. Like you've listened to the podcast, it has helped, but it has not solved all of your problems, right? And you don't really get how you're supposed to actually change your thoughts. That's the biggest one I hear. So a coach is the difference between learning and applying is the best way I can explain it, right? Learning, you take in information passively and some of it like gets into your brain through osmosis, right? It like settles in there. And if you're really committed and dedicated and you've like done all the exercises that I've taught you on the podcast, that's application, right? But then the next level of application is having someone talk you through the places where you get stuck, right? So often what happens when people try to work on changing their thinking is they get a couple of good successes and then they hit a thought that is more ingrained or they're stuck, they can't see their way around it or they've lost perspective on it in some way and so they can't shift it. And that is where a coach can be helpful. So hopefully that makes sense. The bottom line answer is like if the podcast is solving all your problems, then you're all set and that's great. And if you think you would benefit from more personal attention, that's when working with a coach can make sense. And that was definitely the case for me. For me, the podcast, actually, I really did what my teacher taught, and it kind of relieved like the first level of anxiety in my life. I was less anxious on a daily basis. Things were better, but I wasn't able to like go really deep by myself. I wasn't kind of able to take my life to the next level of, I'm going to quit my job and become a life coach, and I'm going to like find a partner, and I'm going to, you know, sort of create new things in my life. So the reason I'm telling you guys that is that I also sometimes hear, you know, I had a consult call the other day with somebody who was like, was feeling some shame about the fact that she needed or she wanted coaching, right? She was like, well, I listened to your podcast and I feel like I should be able to do it by myself. Like, what's wrong with me if I can't fix it now that I've learned that it's my thoughts? And so I just want to like reassure you guys that that's normal. It's a whole new skill that you're learning. And it's normal to not be able to change everything in your life just based on what you learn in a podcast without additional support or help. If when you're one of the few people who does, that's awesome too, and rock it out and like tell your friends, right? But it's totally normal to not be, and I was not, right? I'm somebody who needed support and help from a coach also. So I just know that as particularly kind of high achieving perfectionist women, a lot of you, like I used to be, internalize this stuff and take it personally and use it to criticize yourself, right? It's like, oh, another thing that I learned that sort of helped, but then I didn't do it well enough. And that's just a mean lie that your brain is telling you. It's just like trying to teach yourself a new language. Like, yeah, you can use Rosetta Stone. It will give you all the information you need, but you don't learn it as well as you would if you went to an immersion class in France, right? And it's more fun that way. So, all right. So that's the answer to that question that I had on the webinar. And since I was talking about the webinar, I thought I'd answer it for you guys. The other thing I'm going to tell you is that partly as a way to answer that question, and then partly to answer another question I got on the webinar a couple of times, was like, what is it actually like to work with a coach? I don't really even understand what that's like, right? Like one person was like, well, I remember my soccer coach would yell at us from the sidelines, but that's not what you do, right? It's like, no, that's not what I do. So I'm actually attaching to the end of this little bonus recording an interview with one of my clients where she's gonna talk about what it was like to work with me. So she's just going to kind of talk to you guys about like where she was in her life and what she was struggling with and then how coaching helped. Because I also want you all to know that you are not alone and there's nothing to be ashamed of, right? One of the reasons I love working in groups is that I think women sharing their stories is incredibly powerful, right? I come from a feminist social justice background and so many of my clients think that they're alone, right? And they think everybody else has it figured out and they don't have it figured out. And so I actually love working in groups because you get to hear everyone else's stories. And the number one, it does not matter what I teach people in the first class of a group, the number one takeaway they all have is, oh, I'm not alone. Other people feel this way. I could deliver the secret to life. And like, that's what they would take away because that's so powerful, that sense of belonging and community and not being isolated. So if you're interested in that, you just stick around and listen to Francesca and I chatting about our work together. It's just a few minutes long. And either way, come register for the webinar. Come hang out with me live. It's totally free. I think I should have said that earlier, but I just assumed you guys knew that. It's a free webinar. And it's www.thelawyerstresssolution.com/webinar or unfuckyourbrain.com/webinar. And you can sign up for the webinar, and I hope to see you all there. I'll talk to you next week.
Hey, Francesca, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. It's so nice to see you. You always have the cheeriest smile. It's one of my favorite things about getting on the calls with you.
Thank you.
To get started, can you just tell everyone kind of who you are and what you do?
So I'm an attorney at a boutique mid-size intellectual property firm, and I am an associate in our IP transactions department.
Can you talk a little bit about why you hired me? What brought you to me?
I came from a background where I am young in the practice and came in with a little bit of baggage, having to unexpectedly move firms after being laid off very, very early into my career, and came to my second firm, the place where I am now, with more anxiety than I was expecting. And it was impacting my ability to do work efficiently, confidently, really to the best of my ability. So I realized that the thing that was getting in my way at being successful in my career and just generally being happy was me. And I wanted someone to help me figure out how I could get out of my own way to be the best version of myself and perform the best at work in a way that was just low stress, get the work done, get out, go do whatever else I wanted to do with my life.
So could you talk a little bit about how did coaching actually help you solve the problem?
Coaching helped me solve the problem because I think first and foremost, I was identifying the thoughts that I was telling myself that were getting in the way of my doing my best work. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the first thing we did, I mean, I think for a lot of times I would come into work and I would feel cloudy, I would feel anxious, and I wouldn't be able to identify what I was feeling and particularly why I was feeling it. So it was really helpful to be able to spot negative thought patterns as they were coming up. And then not only after figuring out how to identify them and connecting them to the related feelings, figuring out replacement thoughts, better thoughts that helped at least move me forward. And then as our work continued to be able to figure out even positive, really empowering thoughts that made me feel confident and more bold in my work.
Yeah. So what would you say is different in your life now than before you started coaching?
Definitely have a lot less anxiety. It doesn't mean that it doesn't come up still, but it means that I always feel empowered in some way. I have some tool to deal with whatever problem comes up. Mm-hmm. It means I can figure it out for myself. So it's meant that I've gone out of my way to find new work that I was too scared to find before. It means that I turn my work around more quickly. It means that I enjoy work more than I used to. It means my relationships with my, you know, the partners that I work most closely with really have noticeably improved since I started coaching. Awesome. It just seems like everything is better than before, mm-hmm. drastically. And then I'm significantly less worried about anything that comes down the pipe at me because I have a tool with which I can handle any anxiety, any problems that kind of come up with me, any bad things that I continue to tell myself. I can turn the situation around a lot quicker and just keep moving forward.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is what I really love about coaching, right? It's like the reason you'd be able to become more bold and fearless is because you know you can deal with whatever comes at you, right? It's like yes. not just solving the current situation. It's like, well, I can take a risk now because I know how I'll deal with it if I feel scared or I feel sad or whatever is going to happen, right? Like mm-hmm. I have the tools to deal with it. Totally. Right. Tell me a little bit about, do you feel like your relationship with yourself has changed at all through this process? And what has that been like?
Yes, it has. I can't stress enough how my confidence has changed mm-hmm. since I've started coaching. Really not even, I mean, it at work is one thing. It's just my ability to do the work, to work with people here so much better, but it's made me more confident in other areas of my life. Mm-hmm. I feel more comfortable in networking situations. I feel more comfortable in managing what is inevitably like a work-life balance at home. You know, we're busy at work, but we're also busy at home. We have busy social lives. We have a lot of demands on us at home. If you're exercising or eating or whatever, I just have more confidence to handle more things. Mm-hmm. I can do more. I worry less about it. I've felt more confident in myself and I've just been more content, more peaceful mm-hmm. about all areas of my life. And I know that's a relation to the external world as well, but, I feel calmer. I can't articulate that enough.
Yeah, I know. It's hard because it's like we look kind of the same, but what's behind the scenes can really change. Yeah. Right. What did you like best about working with me or the method that I use?
What I also really liked is that you mix empathy and like and no nonsense. I feel like there have been times where I've been very emotional on our calls and I've cried because working on some of this stuff is, it's really personal and it's hard. You struggle with it. So I've cried and I cried a lot of things, but sure, I cried and you were really patient with me and empathetic and didn't make me feel silly for having the feelings, whatever feelings I was feeling, which I really appreciate. But then there are times where you would call me out on using the wrong word or holding on to a thought too long when I really should just let it go, or just anything that I was doing that was hindering my improvement, my moving forward. You very, very gently and usually in a way that made me laugh, called me out on that.
Okay, so just one last question. What would you tell anyone who's thinking about working with me?
Don't think twice about it. Like, do you wanna be miserable forever or even just miserable a little bit? Or do you wanna be brave and face whatever thoughts you're telling yourself and honestly move forward with yourself, with your career, with your own personal life in a way that like to a degree that I think, at least for me, I never could have imagined and probably more than you ever could have imagined. Get out of your own way, be amazing. And it'll happen. I mean, if you do the work, it'll happen faster than you really ever think it will.
Oh, I just got chills. I love that. Yeah, be brave and get out of your own way and like, yeah, like dream big, have that life you want. I think that's what I'm in the business of doing, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't forget that if you want to meet me in person, ask me a question, get your book signed, take a selfie with me, whatever it is you want to do, my book tour is your chance. I am going on tour from May 12th through May 24th, all around the country, going to Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, twice in New York, two parties in New York, DC, Philly, and Boston. And we are capping these events so they can be intimate parties and celebrations. So you're going to want to hurry up and go get your ticket. Your ticket includes admission to the event, a book, some swag, food and drink, and the chance to meet and connect, not just with me, but with other women in your area and people socialize as women in your area who are also doing this work and trying to live this kind of intentional, empowered life. So you're going to leave maybe with a new best friend, certainly with a new best book. You can get all the information and grab your ticket before they sell out at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour or text your email to +1 347 997 1784 and the code word is tour. I cannot wait to see you there.